Good morning. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-BETHUNE Law Firm. If you happen to get the second date, you will get $100. Who's on the line this morning?
Olivia.
Good morning, Olivia. How you doing?
I'm frustrated, super frustrated. The guy that I've been dating, even though we broke up, he's ignoring my calls, and I'm pissed off because I told him before we started dating the things that I've gone through, and he put me through the same thing. And I just don't know. I'm about to lose it.
I mean, what's going on to the point? Why is he not taking your calls? What have you done?
He just feels like that we're not compatible, and all of a sudden it's not going to work out. We're not equally yoked. But I told him from Jump Street, if I'm not what you're looking for, tell me. Like, don't waste my time.
But sis, it takes time. You got to date someone to know whether you're really into them or not, or if you see a future or not. So maybe he didn't realize it up until recently.
I know, but it's still, there's a way to do stuff. If you're going to stop talking to me, you don't just ignore me. And I told you my past, the things that I've gone through with other guys.
But
like,
you're going
to take me through the same stuff that I've been through.
But young lady, we haven't even got him on the phone, and you already said that he told you that you guys weren't compatible. He said it didn't. It's not gonna work. And you're saying he could have told me. He didn't have to just leave. He did tell you, and we didn't even talk to him.
He didn't. He didn't do it the right way. There's a right and a wrong way to do stuff, and I don't want to be with nobody else. I'm so frustrated, and my heart is so broken. And I need to talk to him because he's been blocking me. He has me blocked. I called him from a texting app. He blocked that. I got my friend to call him. He blocked her number. So, like, why are you doing this? Be a man and talk to me. Either give me closure or it's going to get real.
Okay, hold on. So what you mean it's going to get real? What that mean?
It's either going to be me and him. Like, I'm serious. Like, at this point, I'm feeling, like, suicidal. Either it's going to be me or him or both of us. When I get mad and tears start coming out of my eyes, it gets real. Like, I'm pissed off. I haven't eaten in, like, 4 days, like, just drinking water. I can't sleep. I'm up all night. Y'all don't understand. When you get this connection and this bond with somebody and then everything seems so perfect and all of a sudden it's just, I can't do this. I can't take that pain anymore. I just had my heart broken just a year ago, and I tried this with him, and all of a sudden.
All right, this is what we're going to try to do, ma'am, Olivia. Tell me his name one more time.
His name is Victor.
Okay, we're going to make every attempt possible to get Victor on the line, okay? Now, but no matter what, please, 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 let's refrain from making threats or threatening comments or anything that sounds like you want to do something to yourself, okay?
Yeah, I'll try.
I do not want to hear this woman talking about killing herself.
We got to hold her up. What is her name? Olivia.
Olivia.
So we got to drive that live in her, no matter how this ends up.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, man? May I speak with Victor, please?
This is me.
Hey, Victor, how you doing, man? Listen, we calling you for a very important reason this morning. This is Young Jock. I got Sue Solo and Shada Charlie on the phone.
Hey, good morning.
Streets Morning Takeover. We have a segment on our show called Second Date Update. Basically, a young lady called us up about her relationship with you. And,
man, my ex, bro, she crazy. She will not stop calling me. She show up at my job. But her grandma just died. She used her grandma's phone to call me, bro. Grandma
okay,
just died.
Okay, I
called
you off my grandma's phone. I don't care. Grandma just died. But the thing is, you shouldn't waste my time. I told you I went through a heartbreak, you know, a year before talking to you. Because I don't want to be with nobody else. I told you where my heart was at. And you swore up and down you wasn't like the rest of the people. Everybody else that did me bad. I'm tired of being ignored and neglected. Why you acting like that, Victor?
It's over. I already told
you. Why would it have to be over when it's your fault? Like, how are we all of a sudden not compatible? You should have known that it don't take that long to see if somebody's for you or not. I just think you're talking to somebody else, and I don't want to be with nobody else, and I'm tired of you wasting my time. That's the type of stuff I'm talking about. You childish. My grandma just died, and you want to ignore me instead of talking to me and leave. You know, making me feel better, you making the stuff worse. At the end of the day, like I said, you going to talk to me or I'm pulling up. Unblock me and talk to me. Or I'll be sitting outside your house when you get off work.
I'm talking to you right now.
You got me messed
I'm letting
up.
You know.
I don't care.
You pull
I don't
up.
I don't care if they're recording or not. I said what I said.
Listen very clearly. You are not the one for me. and I do not want you in my life whatsoever. You hear me?
No, I hear you, but I still say what I said. I'll be outside your house. Tell me that to my face. And then you just bought that new house, and I'm going to pull up, and I'm going to kill myself right there in front of in your driveway. So you make that decision. You ain't going to never be able to sleep. You let me know what you want to do. Pick your poison.
Whoa.
Well, I guess you're going to die then.
I'm talking about die. You're going to be dead. Right along with me, Grandma, you're going to be dead.
Oh.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Yo, it sounded like he hung up.
No, he did.
Okay, Olivia.
Yes.
But please, look, you can't talk like this, okay? Look, this is a morning radio show, and this is not what we're doing. We don't do second date update for threats and any of that stuff. We just definitely don't want you to cause any harm to yourself or anybody else. Can you please just not go over there? Can you just, you know, maybe call somebody and talk to somebody, a family member or something, before you do anything crazy?
I don't know. Like, I'm hurting. Like, my grandma just died, and he ignored me. I had my heart broken time and time again. I don't know. It all depends on how
we hear you. We hear you, sis. But we need you to talk to someone that you care about, someone that you feel safe with. Like, we need you to do that right now.
Yeah, nah. I'm gonna go do this.
What are you talking about?
It's gonna be him or me. Yo, or both. I'm gonna hurt him.
We gotta call somebody.
Where are you right now?
I'm at home.
Okay, Olivia. Whatever you do, don't do nothing crazy. All right. I don't even know what to say right now. Okay, I don't even want to mention they're not gonna get the money, but whatever it is, y'all need to call us up. Let's talk about it. We're gonna try to get Olivia back on the phone and get her some help. Possibly call the police or something. This is crazy. Young Jock in the streets want to take over. Y'all call us up. Let's talk about the second date update. 1-866-YUNGJOC. Keep it where you got it. Young Jock in the streets want to take over.